I have a confession to make. I'm not on Reddit. I don't even have an account. When I first found this space, this thing that we call the red pill, and when I found what we love to hate to call the manosphere, I didn't find it on Reddit. I just remember being miserable and typing in some search terms in our favorite Oracle, and I ended up sifting through a lot of stuff, and I landed at Rollo's blog. From there, I ended up on Twitter, and fast forward to today, here I am and here we are. For the last few years, I'd heard about the Red Pill subreddit, and I had browsed it from time to time. Most of it today is chaotic, and a lot of the material has already been done to death, and it seems to me, at least, that the Spurgs have taken over. However, there are a few voices on Twitter that originated, or at least have a major presence on Reddit. Ryan Stone and Rule Zero Dad, aka Chest Rockwell, come to mind. Both have been contributors to the Red Pill Reddit, and in recent times, Ryan in particular has been going over the basics and the fundamentals in a series called The Red Pill Sidebar. It's a great watch for new guys and for guys who've been around for a while, but need a refresher every now and then. I highly recommend you guys check his stuff out. It was the Red Pill Sidebar that interested me. I could get past a lot of bullshit and nonsense and get down to the nitty-gritty. I could find things that made sense, and in my own way, I could figure out what was going on and how to apply it to my own life without the peanut gallery throwing their two cents at me. Basically, I was on the hunt, looking for nuggets. Nuggets are those little takeaways, those ahas that I seek, those little tidbits of wisdom and insight. While the sidebar has a lot of the big stuff in there, stuff that we all know and love, and take as, of course, there are little, lesser-known nuggets in there as well. I found one of those lesser-known and talked about nuggets, and for me, I can't believe that it isn't talked about more in our space. I believe this little nugget is in fact huge. Without it, most of the other stuff isn't going to matter or work for you. That little nugget was way down the sidebar, almost to the very end, almost as an afterthought. And it was labeled One Key Step to Not Giving a Fuck. It is also known as The Guide to Accepting Yourself Even When Women Don't. Here's the nugget. People who don't care if they get ass get more ass than you. People with shitty bodies who don't give a fuck get more ass than you. People who truly have zero ambition and are okay with that get more ass than you. I know I ain't shit, and that's okay. I'm below average in height. I'm bald. I don't have the straightest teeth on the planet. I'm not ripped, jacked, or shredded. I work for the man, and I have no ambitions to become CEO or to become an entrepreneur. I'm an average writer. My YouTube videos are pretty average too. I don't have a voice for radio, and I don't care. For all the talk about having to be perfect to bang the ladies, I'm not perfect. I'm far from it. But I'll bet I get more ass than you. That's not a brag or a flex or a boast. I'm not better than you. I just don't care. I don't care about any of the bullshit that you care about. I don't care that I'm short. I don't care that I'm bald. I don't care that I'm not ripped, shredded, or jacked. Could I do even better with my chances with women if I got in super shape? Probably. But I don't care. I'm happy with the results that I do get. I have more opportunities than I will ever get through in this lifetime, so I'm good. I found a book on Amazon a while ago. It's called The Tao of Steve, Three Simple Rules of Seduction. In this book, there are only three rules, and they are be desireless, be excellent, be gone. I love taking stuff, and instead of having to break it down into its molecular components, I can chunk up and put it into something that is memorable and useful to me. Being desireless is not giving a fuck. It's simply you having a conversation with a woman without regards to the outcome. Do you want to fuck her? Sure you do. But you don't care if you do. It's outcome independence. You don't care if it happens or not. You don't care if she likes you or not. If she won't, someone else will. There's always another woman. That's one of my beliefs or mantras. There's always another woman. I may not meet her in the next 5 minutes or the next 5 days or even in the next 5 weeks, but I will meet her eventually. And I end up doing just that. So why get hung up over any one particular woman? Why worry about it? Every woman I meet and end up having any sort of relationship with is special to me. She brings her unique perspective and her outlook and experiences to my life. I learn something from every woman that shows up for me. At the same time, if they go, or I tell them to leave, another one will show up. They always do. This is why I don't care. This is why I don't give a fuck. This is why I don't worry about the details that really don't matter that you guys get hung up on. Give that sidebar a read. I'll put it in the description. Absorb it, internalize it. You won't regret it. And give Ryan Stone's videos a watch as well. Thanks for taking the time to watch this. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to my channel. And while you're at it, hit the little notification bell. That way YouTube will let you know what I'm doing next. Hit the like button. It sends tingles to YouTube's vagina and gets the signal further out there. Comment on it. Tell me what you think. Be a part of the conversation. And share this with someone that you think would benefit from it. I'll see you all again next time.